The prayers heard by God are those that are asked for His will and not our own. You see, when you pray, you're supposed to be asking God what He wants and not what you want.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The title of this episode is The Right Motive for Prayer and was recorded live at Grand Community Church in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
We are in chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Today's sermon is The Right Motive for Prayer. And if we could all stand, those who are able-bodied, one last time for the reading of God's holy word. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your word. I pray, O Lord, that you will anoint me to speak your words and not my own, and that our hearts may be opened and we may receive. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. Prayer is an essential part of a Christian's life. God desires us to pray. Prayer opens the door for us to share our life with Him. There is, of course, a right way to pray and a wrong way to pray. In these verses, Christ is giving us instruction on how to pray effectively. Prayer can be hypocritical. Prayer can become habit-forming. Prayer can be ritual. Prayer can be repetitious. Prayer can be too long. Now, those are the wrong way to pray. Well, Pastor, I didn't think there was a wrong way to pray. Well, Jesus is saying otherwise. And if we're doing any of these on that list up there, being hypocritical, habit-forming, ritual, repetitious, too long, well, we may not be praying the right way, according to Jesus. Christ says when we pray, this is personal prayer. See, when he says when we pray, he's talking about your personal prayer. He's not talking about when you come to church and you're doing the corporate prayer for everyone else, right? When we come up here and we get prayer time, or we're praying for others. He's not talking about that. He's talking about your personal prayers to God, okay? Christ says there is a right and wrong way to pray. I'm not saying this. Jesus is saying this, that there is a wrong way to pray. Christ pictures two men praying, one to men and one to the Father. The wrong way to pray is to pray to men. That's to be seen by others. That's the wrong way to be praying. The right way is to be seen by the Father when you're praying, to be heard by the Father. So let's go through the wrong motive. My first point is wrong motive, praying to be seen. Matthew 6, verse 5 says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. There are some who pray in public for the very sake of being seen. This is wrong in the sight of God. So if you're praying just so that everybody can watch you do it, that's wrong. That's not what God is wanting us to do. He's not wanting us to get attention upon ourselves for our prayers. Those who pray to be seen care very little about what they are saying to God in their prayers. Rather, they are concerned with receiving recognition from others. And Jesus is talking about people who are walking around and they're saying all of these prayers out loud and making sure people can see them. He's not just talking about inside the church. He's talking about you could be at the restaurant saying grace. And you could be saying it so loud that the people across the restaurant hear you and see you doing it. And they go, oh, wow, what a holy person that one is. Christians who pray to be seen desire to appear holy. And they seek the esteem of others. I got to tell you something about esteem from others. It doesn't last very long. Okay? People will turn on you no matter how much talent you got, no matter how much good they've seen you do. People will eventually get used to your talents and they will stop esteeming you. Some pray in churches and even in public places to be seen by as many people as possible. They do not care if the people who see them are Christians or not. There's people that walk around. Got a cross around my neck. Got my Bible under my arm. And I'm praying in front of everybody. Their reward is to be seen, and that is the only reward they shall receive. Remember what Jesus talked about giving? About bragging, oh, I'm giving everything I got. Look how much I've gave to the church. The reward itself is being seen. So if all you care about is I want to be seen by everybody for my praying, you'll get that reward. It's temporal. And it's not the reward that God truly wants to give those who mean it in their heart. Okay? Number two, right motive. Praying to be heard. Praying to be heard by God, not just people. Okay? Matthew 6, verse 6 says, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, anybody in here ever been in a relationship? Now, there are some things that you will tell your spouse or your significant other in front of people. But when you really want to talk to your significant other, don't you go to that secret place with them and talk? Honey, could you step over here? I need to have a word with you. And nobody else needs to hear this because this is an intimate conversation. Well, I know that there's things that I won't say to my wife in front of people, right? Here. And I know that there's certain things that I'll hold back saying, intimate things. So that's why Jesus says, look, there's two reasons. Number one, there's things you shouldn't be saying to God in front of other people. That's just between the two of you. The other thing is, there are things that you won't say in front of people to God that you need to be saying to him, that you need to be praying about. Christ wants our prayers heard by the Father. That's what Jesus wants. He wants God to hear your prayers. But they won't be heard if you're not praying the right way. Well, you know what? Jesus said, I thank you, Father, because you always hear me. Well, that was Jesus speaking, and he always did what the will of the Father was doing. So he always prayed in the will of the Father. That's why Jesus was always heard by the Father. But we don't always pray in the will of the Father, do we? Right? So that means that our prayers aren't always going to be heard. The only prayers that God hears are in his will. The prayers heard by God are those that are asked for his will and not our own. Unless your will is lined up with the will of the Father's, then it'll be both of your will. Are we seeing where we're going with this? You see, when you pray, you're supposed to be asking God what he wants and not what you want. God meets us in the secret place of our hearts. That's where God is at. You know, you can't see God. No one has seen the Father but the Son. You can't see God. When's the last time you looked at God? Well, you're still here, so you ain't looking at him, are you? No one can look at God and live. So he's in the secret place of our hearts. It is deep within ourselves where we can come to God in private intimacy and engage him in honest, heartfelt prayer. Our reward will be answered prayer. That's the reward that you're looking for, right? Now, I said answered prayer. I didn't say that he was going to answer it the way that you wanted it answered. You could pray for something like this gentleman here just said. I thank him for some of the things I didn't get answered. Well, that was an answer. It was no. God has three answers for prayer. Anybody know what they are? Yes, no, and wait. I don't think there's any maybes with God. He's made up his mind. No, it's yes, no, and wait. And the wait is usually the hardest because it's, oh, our reward will be answered prayer. Okay, so number three, do not repeat yourself. Matthew 6:7 says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. He doesn't want you to just sit there and say, thank you, God, 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 oh, glory, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. I've seen people pray like that. Man, you don't talk to people like that. Why are you talking to God like that? Jesus says once again, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Some who pray use the same words and phrases over and over. They believe that repetition will get God's attention. It's okay to pray about something more than once, and even often, but it's not okay to be ritually religious in what we say. So let's not get too confused. We can continue to come to God and pray to him about the same topic, but what we don't want to do is sound like a broken record. In other words, don't keep repeating yourself over and over and over again with the same phrases, the same mannerisms, the same words. Don't do that. Some recite the Lord's Prayer verbatim. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's not how you're supposed to pray it. That's a formula, not a ritual poem. People pray that like it's some kind of a spell. We're going to go over the Lord's Prayer in the next verses next week. Jesus tells us that we should talk with God and not at him. See, what you don't want is a one-sided conversation with God where you're doing all the talking and you're telling him everything. Sometimes we just come to God and we tell him how we feel and ask him what he wants from us and ask him for guidance on how to give it to him. And you know what? If we be quiet in prayer, he might tell you something. He could, if he'd listen. Many words in prayer keeps our mouths open and our ears shut. Sometimes if we just be quiet in prayer, you can hear God talking to your heart. You can hear him say things that you know had to come from him because you would never say it to yourself. You could hear him say things to you early in the morning, because usually in the morning, that's when you're most quiet, right? And you hear God talk to you. If you're listening, you can hear God early in the mornings, because that's when you're the most quietest. Our prayers should be heart-to-heart talks with God. Listen, if you're going to talk to God, you got to be real, okay? You can't come to God and say, well, I got an excuse for everything that I do that you don't like. And I've got a bone to pick with you about everything that you do, God, that I don't like. That's the wrong way to talk with God. You need to come to him and you need to confess to him your sins. And God wants us to be spiritually broken. And that is reflected in our prayers in secret with him. See, when you get alone with God, you can tell him how broken you are. And he can tell you where you need work. I can't tell you where you need work at. I don't even know half the time where I need the work at. But God will tell me. And did you know ultimately, God wants you to pray so that he can bless you and guide you. And he wants to change you from the inside out so that you don't have to ask him for your circumstances to be changed. See, change starts within ourselves. And you can only be changed by God, and you can only be changed by praying to God to change you, to make you more Christ-like. That's when your circumstances will change. Our prayers should be about God's will and not our own desires. My fourth point is God knows. Matthew 6:8, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. God always knows what you need before you're asking him. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask him for our needs. It just means that it shouldn't be the top of your priorities. Doesn't the Lord's Prayer start out with our Father, not our needs? It doesn't start out with our needs are. No. Okay, we're almost done. Christ tells us not to be like those who do not believe. We're not supposed to be like those people that just pray to some unknown God. We know our God, and we know what his will is. What's his will? To proclaim the gospel, right? He wants to bless his word. That's what God's will is to bless his word. I can tell you that right now. It's his will. Okay, Christ tells us not to be like those who do not believe. This is because Christians are holy and set apart from the rest of the world by God himself. Do you not know that Jesus Christ lives within the believer, and that person is sanctified? That person is set apart. We don't have the privilege of acting like an unbeliever because we are ambassadors for God. We wear the word Christian, or we wear the badge of Christ upon our hearts, and we are to be reflecting him. Christians have the exclusive right to talk with God. Unbelievers can't talk with God. Before I became a Christian, I would pray and I knew God wasn't listening. An empty feeling. He ain't listening to me. You talk to any unbeliever long enough and they'll tell you, well, why should I pray? God doesn't listen. They're right. God does not hear the prayers of a sinner unless it is the sin, or unless it is the prayer of forgiveness. Why would God listen to somebody that's not his son? They're outsiders unless you come to Jesus. Okay, Christians have the exclusive right to talk with God. So you're privileged. Christians are privileged to speak to God anytime, anywhere. We shouldn't be concerned with our wants and desires, but rather we should be concerned with seeking him. You see, God can give you everything you want. It won't be enough. Every person in this room is going to die one day. Where are you going to put all that stuff that God gives you when you're dead? There's only so much they can pack into those coffins, right? And that's only leftovers from what the family didn't get. There's some people that are on their deathbed and the family got half their stuff before they're dead. Dividing it up before they're gone, fighting over it. So my point is that you can ask God for anything you want. When you're dead, it's not yours anymore, not even your body. God knows what we need, when we need it, where we need it, and how much of it we need. Now, I know that there are some seasoned Christians out there that they've been praying for stuff for a long time, things that they think that God needs to change. But it's that very thing that you're wanting him to change that he's keeping in your life right now to get you closer to him. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he prayed 3 times that God would get rid of it. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Did you know that some of the things that you are praying away are the very things that are keeping you with God? There are some things that God allows in our lives that drives us to church. We think that we would be better off without them, but God knows differently. So when we come to pray, we have to realize that he knows what we need, even if it's something that we deem as bad, uncomfortable, troublesome, hurtful, humiliating, painful. Don't you know that God can bless you through the hard times? See, if you don't believe that, then you don't understand your relationship with God. Because if you had it good all the time, most of us wouldn't even be in church praying at all. Sometimes that's the only prayer God hears is when people are hurting. I can't tell you how many people have come to me, and I've been doing this for about 10 years now, saying, well, I want to get closer to God. A life crisis has happened. But for the last 30, 40 years, they ain't set foot in a church because ain't nothing bad happened to them. He knows when we need it. He knows where. We can't tell him where. We can't tell him when. We can't tell him what. And then he knows how much. I need a lot of help, God. No, I'll just give you a little. You can do it. Right? My daddy taught me how to ride a bike, and he pushed me a little bit. I wanted him to push me all the way and hold me up. But I wouldn't have learned how to ride a bike like that if my daddy was always there pushing me. My dad knew how much help to give me. And when I started to wobble, sometimes he would let me fall on my bike to teach me how to fall. Don't you know that God sometimes lets trouble in your life to teach you how to fall? There's a right way to fall and a wrong way to fall, right? Amen. What every person truly needs is God. So when you're praying, right, you should be praying, seeking Him. And when we seek Him in prayer, we are truly getting what we really need, God. See, when we're praying, we're supposed to be looking for Him. When I'm talking with people, I'm seeking out the person, right? I mean, that's why we talk to the people we love. That's why we call loved ones, right? When we call up our family and our loved ones, we're seeking companionship with them, aren't we? What if you had a friend that only called you every time they wanted something? Man, you'd cut that friend off, wouldn't you? You'd get tired of it. You'd stop answering the calls. Every time so-and-so calls, he hits me up for $10. And he does it on payday. Well, let's be honest. Some of us have a friend that every time they call, they want something. They're not calling to hang out with you. They're not calling to share a good moment with you. They're calling because they want something. You know what? Ask yourself if you're that kind of friend. Oh, no, not me. Not me. You could be doing that to God. Every time you talk to Him, it's because you got something you need or you want to ask Him for. I mean, just spend time with Him. Say, hi, God, it's me. Not that you need an introduction. He knows it's you. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling today, and maybe you could set me straight because I know that I'm wandering. When we pray, we should first seek His presence. Our desire should be to fellowship with God. As we seek Him in prayer, God speaks to our hearts. In conclusion, I'm going to say Christ is telling us that prayer is very important and shouldn't be wasted by purposely being seen by others. We should instead use prayer to spend quality time with God, the Father. Tell Him your deepest hurt, joy, or just chat with Him about your day. He's listening, are you?
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.